Hi, I'm Brian, and I love Hallmark Christmas movies.
I'm Brian, and I like Hallmark Christmas movies.
I'm Dan, and I despise Hallmark Christmas movies, and this is the
Deck the Hallmark podcast.
Deck the Hallmark, it's his podcast. Brandon and friends host his podcast.
We hope you like this jolly podcast.
Hello, everybody. Hey. Welcome to Deck the Hallmark Wednesday edition.
Yeah. Wednesday.
How great was early edition?
We've done this numerous times.
Anytime I think about it.
Have you ever seen it, Bri?
I've heard it.
He gets tomorrow's newspaper.
Today.
Yeah. So it's a cat. There's like an orange tabby cat out there.
Yeah.
He opens the door, cat meows, comes in,
boom,
gets the paper. It's tomorrow's news. And he has the chance to rewrite history before it even happens.
To write it. To write history.
To keep history from being written.
The rest is still in. Here's the thing, actually, that you might not know.
And he's weird. He's staring at a blank page.
Before him.
That's right.
He opens up the dirty windows.
Yeah.
He lets the sun illuminate
the words that
he cannot find. Reaching
for there's something in the distance. It's so close you can almost taste it.
Release your inhibition.
Feel the rain on your skin. No one else can feel it for you. Only you can let it in. No one else can feel the weather.
Can't go any higher.
Worth it.
Makes me want to surf hearing that song.
What? Go home. You're really drunk.
Is that a surfing song?
No, it's the
it's
the intro music. Was it Laguna Beach or OC or one of those?
No, OC was.
That was one of
California.
Here we come.
Yeah.
No, Unwritten was not a theme song for a show in California.
I'm looking it up.
Yeah, it was. It must have been OC.
No, that was the song.
What was the first one? Laguna Beach then.
Were you a big Laguna Beach fan?
Sort of. Oddly, after college, I think it was after college, we would still
get together. Hills.
The Hills. There we go. It was that franchise.
Staring.
The Hills. We would, my buddies, we always used to put it on as a joke. Like a lot of things would start in our house, a joke, and then we actually started to enjoy and got invested.
It was a joke.
Yeah.
And
it's just a joke.
Even during like Monday Night Football, we would have to turn the game off and put on the new Hills episode.
Wow, it was really fun. You really took a bit to the next level. You told me this happened with you guys in country music.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
You were like, "Oh, this would be hilarious."
Yeah.
All right, this isn't bad.
Yeah. And then before you know it, we're driving down to concerts with our shirts off.
That's right.
What's the difference between the OC and the Hills and Laguna Beach?
Isn't the Hills like they tried to make it look like a reality show, even though it wasn't?
I think they were all like the same. I don't know if they were trying to be different. It was just different character or
the OC
people
was a
from.
Drama on Fox. That one was different.
Oh, the OC wasn't. Okay.
Yeah, that's
TV.
Peter Gallagher. Right, so, like that's right, like so a I'm legit that. TV show.
All right, so it's just Laguna Beach and The Hills.
Yes.
Then. I mean, The Hills was another friend group.
That's right.
Laguna Beach was like Lauren and Steven.
Steven, is that it? Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Lauren and Steven.
Yeah. And then the next one was Kristen Cavallari. What was his name? I painted you this beautiful mural. Spencer Pratt.
Spencer Pratt.
Just a gem.
Yeah.
Just a gem.
This is great.
This is good stuff.
So we had a good time with that show. Mm.
Do you surf?
No.
Okay.
Absolutely not. Not one wave in my life.
Never caught a wave?
Never caught a wave. If I tried, I'd probably get swallowed up my first time.
Have you ever gone lobster? Like, have you ever fished for lobster? Lobstering?
No, I've gone deep sea fishing.
You have gone deep sea fishing.
I've never lobstered.
You never lobster?
Never lobster.
Never go out and get a lobster.
No, never lobstered up off the coast.
Go out there and get lobster.
No.
You got anything else?
I've had lobster.
Keep saying that. You get lobster.
I had delicious lobster.
Down there in Baja.
But not anymore.
Go down to Baja and get a lobster.
You go to Baja, you have lobster.
Once you learn how painful it is
for them to die, you'll stop eating lobster.
Are you serious?
Kinda.
Are you serious?
Not really, but in the back of my mind, I'm like, oh, I know there's this argument about how you kill a lobster, and I do feel kind of bad.
It's not like I can't eat octopus because they're so smart. Yes. I don't have that problem.
I can't eat octopus too.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
But like, I can't I don't have that problem with lobster.
I just got kind of all the talk about it and how hearing chefs talk about how painful it is and the ways they do it. I'm just like, I don't want to be involved in this. So I don't eat a lot of lobster. So that's in the back of my mind.
I'll stick to the chicken tenders and steak.
That's right.
That's right.
Those aren't real animals.
That's the thing. Like chicken, the chicken industry is on the up and up.
Yeah, that's right. There are no lobsters. I can tell you, there are no lobster fishermen for sure.
No shadiness. No business.
Go down to the lobster. Lobster mash.
What do I need to do to get you to stop?
That's the Rodney Dangerfield lobster man impression that we've been waiting for.
Lobsters get no respect. We're talking about
that red sweater was for Christmas.
And we're talking about the royal nanny.
The royal nanny. Pip, cheerio.
It originally aired on Saturday, November 12th, on the Hallmark Channel, and it went a little something like this. The movie kicks off with a fella named Wallace and a gal named Claire.
Gromit.
They're at a Christmas market. They're happy. They're having fun. And they're on a spy mission. They're spies. They're MI6.
Seven, I believe.
What's the difference?
Seven's
top secret info.
Yeah, bigger than six.
Seven, eight, nine?
7, 8, 9.
Five.
That's why six was afraid of seven.
Interesting.
That's right. Yeah.
So they find out something. They're there to try to intercept a Christmas present. Inside that Christmas present is a teddy bear, also something that compromises the royal family. You got Princess Rose, her family, Hottie Prince Colin. Claire gets assigned to become the nanny for the royal family, despite not having kids of her own and also never having parents. She's the ideal choice. Claire gets help preparing for the role, where she finds that the most important thing about being a nanny is knowing how to use an umbrella. Claire meets the children, Robert and Elle. A staff member named Olivia shows Claire to her room, tells her those kids are a little rambunctious, they're a little mischiefs.
It's close there.
Claire, though, she's like, whatever. I can handle some mischief. And she's able to, like, look in their rooms, make sure that everything's good to go. Because remember, she's undercover. She's not just there to be a nanny.
She's not really a nanny.
She's there to make sure that everything's on the up and up. Mm-hmm. I know. And the kids are kind of bummed out when they realize that she's not even shaken by any of their tricks. Prince Colin helps them think of more tricks that they could do, but Claire catches them too. Colin meets her and is like, wow, you're nice. see this villain woman escaping from windows. She has poster boards with pictures of the royal family taped to them. I'm assuming that's bad. Again, I try to not judge anybody, but I assume that if you have poster boards and you're climbing out of windows, you're bad. Rose tells the kids that their father won't be home for Christmas, which makes them very sad. Claire is like, I'll help cheer you up. Don't worry, I have an umbrella. She wins the kids over by pulling a prank by putting a bunch of ornaments in the security car. They love that. She wins Claire over by setting up a Zoom with her husband, their dad. She's just winning over by everybody over. She wins Colin over just by being alive. Her boss calls her one day and is like, hey, we found something interesting and we're going to need you to keep a close eye on Colin. He could be a baddie. So naturally, she takes that as it's time to play charades and other games with him and the kids. Charades lead to reindeer games. Reindeer games lead to long walks by the castle, which leads to almost kissing, which leads to being interrupted by the security detail saying they need to brief him on something. And by that, they mean, hey, Are you up to anything bad?
Just tell us.
Hey, you. Just,
you doing the bad thing?
Are you doing the bad thing? So he's working on this charity thing. And that's kind of where all the muck is here, is, you know, what's going on. Apparently, they find out that Amanda Young is was working for the charity. She's the girl who was going out of the window. You remember her with the poster board of the people? He's like, listen, I don't know nothing about that. So there you go. Princess Rose is like... We cannot cancel the events. We can't do any of that stuff. But then it's also kind of like, I don't know. There's a lot of, like, Olivia is also doing weird things. And Claire is like, I don't know. They're all kind of suspicious of each other almost. Claire joins Colin on a to give out some gifts at an orphanage. And it's at that point they're walking out, and the kids are almost kidnapped by the bad folks. But Claire protects them with her umbrella. Last we'll see of the umbrella, I'm sure.
For sure.
Definitely. Last we'll see.
No doubt about it.
But Colin is kidnapped. And Claire promises them that she will save the prince. And it's at this point that it comes out that she's not just a nanny. Not, you know, she has other things. So the MI7 is able to look at Colin's phone, and they find out what the kidnappers want, which is like some cryptocurrency, some Hallmark crypto.
Yep.
Which you can buy Hallmark coins now in your crypto.
Really?
Hallmark
coins.
They should have done that, though. Yeah. Claire is talking to Olivia, who works for the family as well, and she's like, I'm not involved in this, but I have... Have I gotten money by selling information about the family to tabloids? Yes.
Who hasn't?
Am I a part of kidnapping anybody? No. So Olivia's fired but not arrested, and that's good. Claire is she's basically like, hey, I know what's best in this situation, and her boss is like, you're too close to this. You have a thing for the prince. And basically gets suspended, which is bad news. But she decides, you know what? I'm not giving up that easily. I have an umbrella. So she finds the building where Colin is being held, breaks him out. She's throwing umbrellas. She's hitting people. She's sweeping them under the boxes. And she's able to get Colin out. And the MI people show up. And she's like, don't worry, fellas. I got this taken care of. Turns out... Her boss was the mastermind of the whole thing.
Get out of it. No way.
Bad guy.
Seems so good.
I know. And so Colin and Claire are hanging out. They're by a Christmas tree. And they end up kissing big ones. And then a ghost closes the door. And that, my friends, was the Royal Nanny.
We did it. Mm-hmm.
We're going to take one quick break here in this moment of time. We're going to come back. We're going to break this movie down with four segments here on
Deck the Hallmark.
That was so good, guys.
I know. Practice really does make perfect.
I'm just sitting by the tree thinking about Christmas. What else is new? I'm thinking about how we are like a month away from Christmas at this point, and I haven't done any of my shopping yet. And now I'm thinking about how I probably just reminded you that you haven't done your shopping yet. And I'm sorry, but I do have good news. I'm not leaving you hanging. The skylight frame is going to come in all the way clutch. It is the perfect Christmas gift for literally anyone. I can't think of anybody who would not be happy with a skylight frame. It's a digital photo frame that can update instantly by any pictures you want to email to it or upload to the app. Does it automatically. Setup is so simple. It only takes 60 seconds. You just connect that sucker to the Wi-Fi and you're good to go. And it just stays updated. The pictures that you took today of you decorating your Christmas tree, throw those on the skylight frame. Easy peasy. And they have two different sizes now, 10-inch or 15-inch, and they have a 100% satisfaction guaranteed. If you don't like it, they will offer you a full refund. I don't know who this isn't for. My guess is that it's for everybody. Your mom, your dad, your grandma, your grandpa, your brother, your sister, your dog. Throw that in the dog by the dog cage. Let them see pictures of you while you're at work. Oh my gosh, what a good idea. Here's a special offer. You can get $15 off your purchase of a skylight frame when you go to skylightframe.com and enter the code Hallmark. That's right. To get $15 off your purchase of a skylight frame, go to skylightframe.com and enter the code Hallmark. That is SKYLIGHTFRAME.com, promo code Hallmark. I'm going to go back to looking at my tree now. Merry Christmas.
Sorry.
What was that?
I tried to say welcome back, but it
just got a little frog in your throat.
Something. Let me try again.
That sounded better. just
maybe stop pushing on your throat.
Yeah,
maybe
stop strangling yourself.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. But it's only for those two words.
Welcome back.
Yeah, so I'm not going to say it again.
Sure.
That's right.
We're going to start with the hot take. I'm going to start with you, Brian. Brian, what did you think of the Royal Nandy?
So I thought that at the end of this, my first thought was triggering military protocol via kidnapping was a long way to go to get the prince father home for Christmas. oldest trick in the book.
Yeah, though. I mean, come on.
So old reliable. Just
fake a kidnapping. That's all we got to do.
I thought, though, the movie was like very nicely shot, and it felt like a bigger budget movie than a lot of these to me. It didn't feel, there was a lot of outside stuff. There was a lot of fancy rooms, fireplaces, like very nice to look at. And it got a little heavier than I expected with the kidnapping.
Yeah.
Like when that happened, I was like, whoa, we're doing this. And I'm okay, I guess, with a Christmas Eve kidnapping, like under the right circumstances. And this seemed like totally appropriate. So it worked well for me. But I was surprised they did it. But it, overall, it was like a wee bit boring for me. And I feel bad saying that because I enjoyed most of the characters in this movie. I enjoyed the scenes so much. The story was a cool idea. The accents throughout felt like really authentic. And I think they did a good job. I was just kind of like not super pumped to watch it. And after it was done, I was kind of like, oh boy, that felt a little longer than I wanted it to. But I think they did a really good job. I was just kind of like, eh, it's pretty good, you know?
Yeah, I don't totally disagree with you. I felt like it had all of the makings of something that could have been really, really fun and really different. Like we got like actual like violence, like pulling people, knocking them down, doing this whole thing like a bitch. But it didn't quite, it didn't quite all work together. It did feel like a little bit slower at times. And so, yeah, I applaud that it was different and I applaud that I did like the two leads together, but I don't know. I don't know. There was something about it that I'm not smart enough to know what it was, but I left the movie just kind of being like, it happened. It was fine. I wouldn't say it was bad, and I would probably end up somewhere in the mucky middle. But yeah, maybe a missed opportunity to do something really fun. Dan?
Yeah, I feel like someone pitched the idea of, so this woman works for like the CIA, but like in a foreign country, and then she has to go undercover as a nanny. Hijinks ensue, and Hallmark was like, let's do it.
Yep.
And then no one thought about it after that at all, because everything that comes after that doesn't fall in the really fun, good plot category or the really funny fish out of water category. It's just kind of there. The lead is good, but the movie is, for a movie, when we read the plot in one of the preview episodes, we were like, this movie sounds bonkers new.
Yep.
It's just boring.
Yeah.
Like they find a way to make an undercover MI7 nanny boring. And I don't know how they did it. I can't believe a Brendan Penny, Patty Murin movie about a choral competition is like light years more exciting than a nanny undercover in England movie. Props to the leads. I think they were good. And then props to the fact that they just finally use England instead of making up some done like Corsair country or whatever. Yeah. Like, so that was fine. The rest of this, like, was kind of a slog. Like, you, before you realize it, you kind of feel like, man, this movie's not going anywhere. It doesn't really, I don't know. It just was.
I think part of it was also the risk was like, weird. Like, weird. It was like not
clearly defined.
Yeah, not clearly defined. I didn't know how serious
the
situation was.
And they didn't want to make the bad guy too bad. Yeah. It was just a mess. It was a mess.
But she got to use the umbrella. So
I mean, she does have an umbrella. I want to be clear about that. Yes.
It's time for all the feels. We're talking about what this movie gave us feels. Brian, any feels for you, buddy?
Yeah. Well, it is, you know, that old saying, if they show an umbrella in one scene,
you got to use it the next scene. That's right. It's going to rain.
Yeah. Yeah. I had Christmas ball feels. Like when they were at the ball, it made me want to go to a Christmas ball this season.
Yeah.
You know?
You've been talking about that since you moved down.
I got down. Okay,
where's the
ball?
Good Christmas ball?
Where is it?
My tuxedo has been pressed.
Tuxedo's pressed. It's ready to go.
We did, when I was with my friends, we had a formal Christmas party one year. It brought me back to that.
At first, they did it as a joke, and then it became. What if we did a formal event?
What if we did it for fun? What if we made everyone dress up? What if we had like food everywhere and Christmas movies in every room? And then we did it and we crushed it. And it
you
was
so
a
funny.
Blast.
And you guys, you're jokesters. You are real jokesters there in New England.
We go all the way with the jokes. So it just made me want to go to a really nice Christmas party.
We do have this thing called the Deckies, Brian. And
I've heard.
It's coming.
I've heard.
And it's a formal event.
Deckies are coming.
And now that you're here in person.
Yeah. I don't have to watch at home in front of
that's
my
right,
fireplace.
You do.
Oh,
that's
I still
right.
have to
you
watch at home.
You still have to go. Okay. Yeah, we're going to send you right on home.
Sure, absolutely.
You're going to have to be full gear.
Yeah, I'm all for
it. We do a new outfit every year. It's a big deal. Nobody knows what we're going to wear until the night of. It's a big reveal.
That's not planned.
No, everybody's on pins and needles. What the boys can wear.
The last couple of years, it's been
Amazon.
Styled by Amazon.
Are you taking on new options?
But I don't know. If people got ideas,
We have. We typically say everybody's got to be under $100 on Amazon, and we do the best we can with what we can do.
But I can't wait. Well, that'll get me through the Christmas season without a ball, I guess.
Think of it as a Christmas ball in January.
Put on a ball, though. What's stopping you?
That's a good point. I could just have a Christmas party, couldn't I?
Yeah.
That's exactly what we're saying.
Come on, man.
Okay.
Ball so hard.
Yeah, ball so hard.
That's a great idea. Scary Poppins is a fantastic nickname. Mm-hmm. I love that. And while I don't really understand her and what she really is, she was wonderful. So shout out to Scary Poppins. Every time she was on screen, I was like, I don't really know who you are, but you do give me feels. So shout out to Scary Poppins.
There's some fun sly references to Mary Poppins in here that are good. The rest of this I didn't have. Search my heart, didn't find much of anything, unfortunately. Sorry.
But Christmas ball, are you in?
I mean, yeah. If you throw a Christmas ball,
you're
I'll
in?
Be there. I'm not going to plan it, but like if you want me to.
Do you dress up?
Yeah, sure, why not?
Of course, you got to dress up.
Dan actually loves getting dressed up.
Big fan.
It's actually something he talks about all the time.
Yeah, big fan.
Every week, this is a weird thing he does on Mondays. He says, hey guys, I just want to give you an update on whether or not I'm going to get dressed up this week.
That's right. Yep.
And so far this year, the answer has been no.
Yeah, and every day I show up in a black t-shirt. It's wild. It's wild. I love getting dressed up.
Will he, won't he?
But then I show up in a black t-shirt every day. Yeah. It's crazy how that works.
Yep. But Sunday's
you never
coming.
Know. Never lose Tomorrow's hope. A new day.
That's exactly right.
Tomorrow.
Let's take one more quick break and we'll come back.
A quick break?
Yeah, a quick one?
We got to go on down to the creek. We got a break. We're going to go down to the creek, see if we can get some crawdads. We'll be right back on Deck to Hallmark.
No lobsters.
Guys, you guys are so mean to me. Like, if you had to talk.
Are you going
to
cry, Brian?
It's a creek break.
You're going to cry?
Just speak English once.
You guys don't even have to.
I'm Brian. I don't even know how to speak English. And
you guys.
You're going to
say creek.
You're
going to
say you're
going to
get mad at me because I'm bad at speaking.
You can't stumble on my words and nobody's
going to
say nothing about it.
Unbelievable. I'm just going to say crick and think I can get away with it.
Brian, you haven't earned that yet. You guys just did, Brian. You have not earned
Don't let him tell you
what it was. And you guys don't even have to talk as much as I do.
We'll see you down at the crick.
We'll be right back here on WQUR.
Seafoam.
Crick.
The landmine. We're back,
what
everybody.
Kind of music does the landmine play?
They actually don't play music.
Whoa! Yeah.
What is typically, it? They just count down.
Is it talk radio? Right? Countdown.
They just count down.
It's just countdowns. That's
and then all it at is. And then at 3:25 a.m. Mm-hmm. They play us.
That's a good.
And
countdown.
Then they start counting down again.
Yeah, as they should.
What are they counting down to?
It's called a landmine. You take it from there.
Yep. Landmine.
Brought me down.
Let's start on this side of the break with the wait what. Brian, yep. What were you waiting and what were you wanting while you watched this movie?
So the security service declared the threat to be top secret, and they did this while they were just roaming the crowded halls of their office. And so this was like a theme ongoing here where they're talking about this top secret threat and the mission out in the open. And to the staff, like the security agents are just constantly updating the royal family on what's going on. I'm like, what does top secret mean in the MI7 level? Because I don't think they know what it
Nothing.
Means. There's no need to know basis.
Nothing.
There's no clearances. There's no level of security. They just keep talking about what is happening, and all the recent updates are just spewed to whoever's right next to them. And I'm just like, there's got to be a better way to communicate these updates.
James Bond was only MI6, right? Like, MI7 is a level above Bond. I mean, and then they just talk about whatever they want.
Anything. You've earned the right, I guess.
It's so top secret, everything's out in the open.
Yeah.
That's how top secret it is.
An MI7 agent wouldn't spill secrets. Like, never. What they're talking about wouldn't be secret. So if they're talking about it, it must not be a big deal.
Yeah.
And so it seems like all you need to do to get something done is just say you're doing it in the name of the king and to protect the crown, which made me laugh. That idea of like, it's sort of like at a wedding where like you go to the bar, like, give me, you know, 6 vodka sodas. It's for the bride. And the bartender's like, oh, absolutely.
Yeah, so for the bride.
You just say, it's for the crown. Yeah, it's in service of the crown.
It's in service of the crown.
I got
for king and country.
Yeah, for king and country. And that gets you anything. And in the Funtown playroom, Prince Colin there, he asks for
playroom.
Funtown playroom.
Yeah, the Funtown playroom.
Playroom.
What? The room. The Funtown playroom.
Where the room?
Room.
You're giving kids room?
No, the Funtown playroom.
Funtown playroom?
With a horse. The room.
Did you say horse?
Yeah, I did. The room.
The room.
The Funtown playroom.
Oh, hi, Mark.
Yeah. O-H.
I-O.
He asked,
we know how to spell our state name.
We did. That's a callback.
You send those emails to hello@deckthehallmark.com.
No, dan@deckthehallmark.com. I don't want to see that. Don't muddy the waters.
He asks the children for a sheath, and he gets a shield. And so either he doesn't know what a shield is
yep.
or the kids need to go back to night school.
Got him.
That's KN.
You're not going to recover from that. Royal nanny. Another arrow coming hot.
Go back to your playroom.
The fun time playroom. The only other thing was Colin took Claire to the Christmas gardens to see the lights. And then he got pulled away. We never got to see the lights. And so I wanted to see the Christmas lights in the garden.
Womp, womp.
I was promised lights.
Dang it.
My guy Colin is they're talking, they're walking, and he's like, I've lived here my whole life, you know. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
We know. Yes. That's how it works over there.
It's a good one, Brian.
Look at these lights.
Did you know?
It's a good one, Brian. That's spot on that you caught that.
We caught it together, Joker. My guy, I don't know if he's ever psst someone before because it's a challenge for him. He like comes around the corner and he's like, he winds up with his mouth.
I think he hit a server walking by too.
I've only seen these in the movies. How do you do this with your own mouth? Last but not least, the worst in all my years of doing this, the worst superimposing of something on a phone.
Oh, it's the worst that we've ever
seen.
Not even close.
By golly. It is, for those of you that didn't watch the movie, lots of times in the movie magic here, the phone isn't real. They'll show, but it like, you know, it passes. It's passing. This was a straight up square image.
Yeah.
Rectangle.
Rectangle. That's not, it's not curved. It's just like, and the back, the screen itself, the phone, they're moving it in the background, but the picture that they're trying to act like is on the phone is still. Yeah. It looks so bad.
Yeah, you see the
phone. And this is typically with the people that's like, let's do quality over quantity. Hallmark doesn't need to be putting out 40. I'm like, yes, they do. This is the one time I'm like, maybe they're onto something.
That's a real easy thing to correct.
I don't know. I've never had to do it before. I don't know how challenging it is to make something look like it's on a phone. But because I've never seen it done so poorly before, it does seem like it has to be something easy, right? Like,
yes. Considering how Hallmark's done it right, Hundreds of times.
Yeah, it was egregiously noticeable.
Egregious.
Bad.
Really rough.
Yeah, we got a good chuckle out of all of us.
Yeah, I really loved it.
So I'm a little confused about this Scary Poppins character. She wrote the book on how to be a British nanny. Mm-hmm. Our lead has been an agent for MI7 for years and years, but has never been a nanny. So they send our lead to this woman who's written the book on nannying for 24 hours of nanny training. And in that time, does she learn anything about being a nanny? No. She learns how to fight with an umbrella, which of all the things our lead says she doesn't know how to do, fight is not one of them. She knows how to fight. This woman who's written the book on nannying has 24 hours to tell her all the nanny stuff she needs to. And she spends all the time going, hey, you see this hook on the umbrella? You can get a foot with that bad boy. Why? That's the one thing. Our lead doesn't need help with that. Our lead can fight just fine. Yeah. She needs to learn how to nanny. Mm. What is the purpose of that woman if she's not going to teach her how to nanny?
You guys remember Super Nanny?
I do. You love that show.
I love Super Nanny.
I don't think I ever got through an episode.
Bacon? No, that was Wife Swap. Also a great show.
Yeah, yeah.
You guys remember the bacon kid who went nuts that woman was trying to throw out his bacon?
No.
Like this kid, he's like, bacon's good for me. It's a great bit, everybody.
Good
go to YouTube. Bacon kid. Yeah.
Bacon kid wife swap.
I don't even think I haven't put in wife swap.
I actually saw a bacon kid wife swap live, and they were just fantastic.
They end the show with dropping just a boatload of bacon.
Boatload of bacon. Yeah.
Instead of confetti or something.
Yeah, for sure. Early in this movie, it is highly inferred by the chief of the MI7 that the reason that she has to be the royal nanny is because she's a woman. I don't know how else to take this. There are two agents there, both agents perfectly capable of being a nanny. And he says, because of the situation we're in, you're the only one that can do it. Why? Why is that? What she literally has never even had parents in her life. The other guy is more qualified to be a nanny than she is. Why does she have to be the one to do it?
I love that they she's never been a mom. Is that good enough? Like, no, let's also make her where she's also never had
heard of what a mom is. Yes.
Like,
she can't even spell mom. It's crazy. Yeah, it's
like
she doesn't even know the concept is foreign. It's like she has amnesia when it comes to anything. Yeah. Someone says mom and she's like, what did you just say?
She doesn't even hear.
Speak up. Can't hear you.
Because all I'm seeing is wow upside down.
Yeah. Nicely done. Nice. That's really good stuff there. Best of, if you're out there, you just see cut and print right there. It's
30 minutes, 58 seconds.
Yeah.
Thank you.
This dude, the prince, who's the love interest, is supposed to be a good guy who works at a charity, but he might be the dictator of charities. He says, this charity does not function without my involvement.
Yeah.
If I'm not involved, it would just crumble to the ground. I am the one who knocks. Yeah. Like, why? Take it back a step. We're buying toys for children. Let's not act like you're the show here, buddy. And then lastly, they light up the Christmas tree, and it is all blue lights and one weird strand of yellow somewhere in the middle. Felt like that was weird. That's all I got.
It's time for What the Hallmark Spar Show. We wonder what could have been. Maybe happen to get some clarity questions that we still have. Brian, what are you wondering about, buddy?
So I was left wondering about this situation in the warehouse when Claire uses her umbrella to she takes out a few of the bad guys with the umbrella, and they didn't make a sound, a peep. Nobody screamed. Nothing.
When you're getting
nothing. Nobody even said ow.
Owie.
Nothing. So did she knock them out immediately? upon hitting, like, were they out cold or were they just like, did she quickly wrap their mouths with whatever that stuff is that makes you pass out?
I don't know.
Chloroform.
That's
yeah,
the one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not that I.
That's a great.
How would you guys, really jump right
on the buzzer there, Brian? Wow. Chloroform. Ding,
ding, ding. Yes, guys. I believe we got
That's
him.
Chloroform.
I believe we got him.
Let's take a quick break.
Bring him in, boy. Yeah,
and go chloroform somebody down in the at the creek.
Yikes.
It's chloroform. What else you need? You know anything else?
You know when you got a body and you need it in the ground just quickly to disintegrate.
Was that it?
Yeah, that was it. I was just wondering.
Did they show why she had marbles handy?
She bought them in the store when they shut it down.
Okay, so that's why she had them with her?
Yeah.
Great.
Pocketed. I don't even think she paid for it.
It happened, and I was like, why does she just have marbles on her? But I guess if she bought them earlier,
yep.
That's nice. All right, that's all I got.
Yeah, I mean, I wondered it's chloroform, everybody, how she got all those ornaments on such quick notice. But also, when the kids come home from almost being kidnapped, the fact that there's literally no news present in this, like, there's no media anywhere in the entire movie. And I feel like, hear me out, if the king's children were almost kidnapped, you might hear about that or see some vans outside of the castle. It's just a guess on my part.
Yep.
And there's no media anywhere in the entire movie.
Yeah. Except at the tree lighting and at the charity event.
That's right. They are covering the two things that are not of any news value at all.
False.
That's right.
Those things are the most important.
That's right. Yeah. For sure.
We did it, everybody. Congratulations. Yeah. What a wonderful day today's been. And guess what?
What?
We're back tomorrow.
Bingo, bango.
Same sweaters?
We'll see. How cold is it going to be?
Cold.
Oh, yeah?
Thursday's going to be real cold.
Thursday's the 41 high day, isn't it? It's like 42
high. It's
going to
be real cold.
Let's go.
What was that?
Let's go.
Oh, I thought you were like, I thought you did
that. Into gear. I was like,
shift.
The fist
bump. Sweater shift.
Yeah, we're going to 37 and 39 for 41. I tapped out.
Lime is what we're looking
for. Good stuff. We're going to be back tomorrow with another one. Until then, remember the first of which you, hey?
Merry Christmas. What did you just do?
The homework is that sounds happy fun Christmas. Podcast. It's produced by Tracy Noah's name. It's recorded live in, that Greenville, South Carolina. For more information on Deck the Hallmark, you can go to deckthehallmark.com.
You're about to hear some ads that help keep the lights on here at the studio. Feel free to listen, feel free to turn it off, whatever you want to. But either way, thanks so much for your support.